I'm going to just continue to drill down on this first recommendation because it's different from what the administration has been saying and is saying. Your report calls for the government to say how many people have had their information collected. My bill calls for the government to say how many people have had their information collected. Yet last November, representatives from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and the NSA came before the Subcommittee on Privacy, Technology, and the Law, which I chair, and testified that it would be, quote, difficult, if not impossible, for the government to say how many people have had their information collected under these authorities. Mr. Swire, did the administration communicate this concern to you? If so, why did you find it unpersuasive?
Thank you, Senator. We talked in some detail with the administration about transparency provisions. They certainly expressed concern at when there's a provider that has a very small number of customers, for instance, that we not tip off people who's being surveilled in those cases. There's a national security problem there. I think when it comes to the number of people who've been touched by the orders, they did not focus in their discussions with us on that risk and transparency. And my own sense, having talked among others with the companies on this, is that if there's cooperative efforts to have the companies, the providers, work with the government, that we're likely to be able to come up with practices that allow estimates. You might not have exact numbers in all cases because sometimes you don't know if the same email applies to three people or one person. So with precision, you might not have exact details, but I think you can have good trend numbers and you can have a good overall sense of what's happening.
Okay, so, well, I'm out of my time, and as you can see, we're having another vote. So we will recess for 5 minutes for another vote. Before we do, I just want to, Mr. Sunstein, just reiterate this thing about the companies, their ability to disclose, because it is hurting them. And we had an analytics firm, Forrester, said the American cloud computing industry stands to lose up to $180 billion by 2016 as a result of increased distrust of their services, particularly abroad. So thank you for that being part of your recommendation. So we will recess for 5 minutes because I've got to go vote, and I better go right now. So we're recessed. Senator Cruz, good. I'm sorry. I guess I'm the chair. I call on Senator Cruz.